This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew on 7-5 Radio, heard on the Liberty News Radio Network. Check us out at 75radio.org, the number 75radio.org. We are red hot rolling tonight, Saturday, July 2nd, 2022. Good grief, we're already in July. Wow, time just flies by. Good evening, Mr. Yerkew. How are we doing tonight?
I'm doing okay. My limo driver isn't. He said I tried to grab the steering wheel on the way here tonight and I punched him in his face.
Who did your limo driver tell anybody about that or just told you?
Some chick, I don't know.
We'll talk about that.
Hear about it tomorrow or something.
Right. But anyways, you have Walter or and Scoop on.
I might hear about it in 18 months, you know.
Right. We'll talk about that later. Folks, this is one of the best radio shows ever. Last night, Mr. Yerkew and I were doing some show prep, talking for an hour, and I swear to God that we could have had that our conversation recorded and played on this wonderful network. But anyways, special shout-out to the men and the woman from the Yanadasis, New York Fire Department, led by none other than Little Billy Keebler. Also, as always, we want to remember the men and women who were murdered in the line of duty in law enforcement capacity. And unfortunately, we have a very long list of names tonight. First, we want to remember Police Officer Jacob Russell Chaffins of the Prestonburg, Kentucky Police Department, end of watch July 1st, 2022. And Prestonburg, they have a major tragedy, three officers down. We'll talk about that in about 30 seconds. Also, we want to remember Deputy Sheriff Bradley Johnson of the Bibb County, Alabama Sheriff's Office, end of watch June 30th, 2022. His killer is alive and in custody. Also from the Prestonburg, Kentucky Police Department, Captain Ralph Frazier, end of watch June 30th, 2022. Captain Frazier had 39 years on the job. And unfortunately for Captain Frazier and Officer Chaffins, they were killed in the line of duty. His killer is alive and in custody. Also from Kentucky, from the same incident, Deputy Sheriff William Petrie, Floyd County, Kentucky Sheriff's Office, end of watch June 30, 2022. You have three officers down from the same incident. Also, we want to remember Sergeant Richard Lopez of the Yavapai County Sheriff's Office in Yavapai County, Arizona. End of watch, June 28, 2022. His killer is alive and in custody. Also, Detention Officer Jeremiah James Story of the Perry County, Arkansas Sheriff's Office. End of watch, June 22, 2022. His killer is also alive in custody. And finally, Deputy Sheriff Austin Derek Aldridge of the Spartanburg, South Carolina Sheriff's Office, end of watch June 21st, 2022. His killer is also alive and in custody. And you know what? The bodies keep stacking, body keeps dropping, and nobody says a gosh darn thing. But officers, deputies, your sacrifice will not be forgotten on this show. As long as I have,
there was two Alabama sheriff's deputies that were shot on I-65 going south towards Birmingham. The one sheriff passed away. His name was Deputy Brad Johnson. He was a 70-year veteran, and his car partners, well, they drive in separate cars. His partner is still in the hospital being cared for. This happened not even 48 hours ago.
Jeez.
So got him in Alabama this week also.
Right. I mean, it doesn't matter if you're in New York City, Los Angeles, or Backwater County, USA. I mean, it's a dangerous job out there, and nobody cares. We're worried about Black Lives Matter. There's a situation in Ohio where I believe 60 rounds were discharged at a suspect. And, of course, Black Lives Matter is get into it because there's money to be made. But anyways, let's move on to something else before I start using some words I shouldn't be using and getting thrown off. Unfortunately, last Tuesday, Republican in the state of New York voted for Lee Zeldin for governor. Our fill-in co-host Andrew Giuliani did not make it. I'm very upset because for the simple fact that Zeldin was handpicked by the New York Republican Party, all 10 of them. And Zeldin is one of these establishment candidates who's a lawyer. And that's all Albany needs is another lawyer, because Albany is just filled with lawyers. And, you know, people probably voted for Zeldin because, obviously, Zeldin is older than Giuliani. Andrew's only 36 years old. 36 years old, he's running for governor. God bless him. Also, Andrew Giuliani was associated with Donald Trump, or worked for Donald Trump in terms of cutting red tape. When Trump was showing the difference between regulations for highways or whatever, Giuliani, he had a hand in that. Also, Andrew is the son of Mayor Rudy Giuliani, who, for whatever reason, the media just tries to paint as just some nut job. But, you know, if you watch Rudy's podcast or listen to the show on WABC in New York, he has his stuff together. I remember when Trump was being impeached, Rudy, he wasn't building defense. He was building a case. But anyways, the people of New York spoken, and they wanted to vote for Lee Zeldin. And if Zeldin does win by miracle, I don't foresee criminal justice reform, bail reform. I don't see lower taxes, less regulations, or much of anything else. Maybe more support for the men and women of law enforcement. That's about it. Because again, Lee Zeldin is establishment candidate. He's already a member of the member of the House in Washington, the first district in New York, out in Long Island. But you know, he wants to change jobs. So go from one elected office to another elected office. But Andrew still has a seat here at 75 Radio. He can come on wherever he wants. And we'll be right back. We'll be talking about Andrew Giuliani. Donald Trump rolling around town on January 6th, and a whole special day coming up. Stay tuned, everybody. This is 75 Radio on the Liberty News Radio Network.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit. A battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
The Epoch Times. freedomfactortimes.com.
We at Freedom Factor have a passion for our shared American heritage and want to help restore some of that American pride by emphasizing the documents that made us Americans. Our goal is to put pocket constitutions into the hands of every American and in every school. This effort requires your help. Order your pocket constitutions and browse our website at freedomfactor.org to learn how you can help spread the message of freedom. Read it, know it, share it. FreedomFactor.org.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to LocalHoneyMan.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at LocalHoneyMan.com.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And we are back on 7-5 Radio. Scoop Stanton and Walter Yerkew on the 2nd of July, 2022. Anyways, we're talking about the loss of Andrew Giuliani. Well, not he lost the race. We didn't lose him. He's still with us, thank God. But anyways, unlike most politicians or most people out there, I'm not going to use another adjective, we want nothing from him. We want him to come on the show, do his thing, and just roll with it. And he's been an absolute superstar for this show. I mean, and, you know, we don't care. He's you know, possibly could have been the next governor. It'd been nice, but you know, things happen. You know, he could be selling hot dogs on the street corner, but and we, you know, we'll still have him on because he's such a great host. Well, any thoughts on the loss of or Mr. Giuliani in the primary?
Look, the guy, he's a young man, like you said. You know, he was 35, 36 years old, and he's got a good career ahead of him. You know, in politics, you know, if he chooses to run. So, you know, he's good to go.
Right. And like I said before, he has a seat at this table whenever he wants to come on, or if one of us is out, we'll try to get a hold of him and bring him on. And earlier this week, he did host his father's show on WABC. So I think we gave him some awesome training. But next order of business, Walt was talking about grabbing the steering wheel in the stretch Kia. Well, anyways, this week, the House January 6th committee, which is a farce, had what they call an emergency hearing. I don't know what the hell an emergency hearing is. Usually it's scheduled and people show up. People are subpoenaed or told to show up and give testimony or whatever. Anyways, this lady, her name is Cassidy Hutchinson, who is an assistant to the former chief of staff, Mark Meadows, testified that a Secret Service agent told her that another Secret Service agent was driving what's called the Beast, which is civilian slang for the presidential stretch limo. And Donald Trump was so upset that he could not go to the Capitol building with thousands and thousands of people that he lunged after the Secret Service agent and grabbed the steering wheel. Now, the problem is that the Secret Service never called the presidential stretch limo the Beast. It's slang somebody came up with in the media or a civilian, but it's not the Secret Service. Dan Bongino was having a conniption fit there earlier this week. He says it's just called the limo. Anyways, the president wasn't even in the stretch limo that civilians wrongfully called the Beast. He was in the SUV, which is called the Camp David car or simply the Camp car. Another problem is that President Trump is about 6'3" tall, well over 250 pounds, and over 70 years old. And at the time he was sitting in the back of that SUV, he was probably wearing his a suit coat and an overcoat, and which is not exactly ninja material to go up, grab the Secret Service agent, and grab the wheel of the car to go to the Capitol building. I mean, this is crazy. Anyways, the another issue is that there's no record of this. Usually if something happens, anybody in law enforcement has to put it on paper, unusual incident, complaints, memorandum, something. Or if you know, Secret Service agents are told to keep it quiet for the most part. So at least somebody would, that alleged Secret Service agent that was driving President Trump and had the wheel steering wheel grabbed from him, would have told somebody in the locker room, somebody at the local gin mill, a wife, a girlfriend, or boyfriend, whatever, I don't know, whatever the person's preferences are, but somebody would, I mean, something like that, you just don't keep to yourself. It's like, hey, man, you're not going to believe this, but I'm driving the car, and President Trump came up, grabbed me, grabbed the wheel, and I had to stop the car. And, you know, there's no record of it. There's no video of it, because there's cameras everywhere in downtown Washington, D.C. Everybody's got a cell phone. Everybody's taking pictures and videos and things like that. So I called Bravo Sierra on that. And... I mean, just absolutely asinine. And plus, it's absolute hearsay. And of course, Walter, you and I both know hearsay is not admissible in court. Number one, number two, nobody on the committee, because it's all handpicked by Nancy Pelosi, said raised the Bravo Sierra flag. But meanwhile, Obama's vice president at the time, one Joseph Robert Biden Jr., stories about him have flying about for years. Apparently, the former vice president likes to skinny dip at the executive mansion pool and at his palatial and well-decorated beach house in Delaware in front of male and female Secret Service agents. And supposedly, he's done this so often that they even have a code for it on the two-way radio. They go, Cobra. You hear Cobra over your two-way radio in your earpiece, guess what? Allegedly, the female Secret Service agents... go somewhere else so they don't have to see the vice president doing what he does best. Also, there's allegations that the vice president got fresh with the young lady at a Christmas party at the executive mansion with the Biden Secret Service detail and other people. And the Secret Service agent with his companion, we got so mad, we stepped up to him and, you know, it got ugly. But and there's also numerous accounts of Biden's sexual harassment, but nothing. I mean, nothing. But Donald Trump, 18 months later, some girl heard it from somebody else or heard it from somebody else. So I call bull crap. And of course, the January 6th committee, just like the PP tape, just like the Russian collusion, the Mueller investigation, everything else, there's nothing to it. It's a nothing burger. Well, what say you, since you apparently have experience grabbing steering wheels in limousines?
Well, it's alleged. It's alleged. It's alleged. It's always alleged. Even if I say I did it, it's still alleged, because it's only my word. But anyway, you know, this whole thing is just stupid and ridiculous. As far as Biden goes, the guy's a perv, okay? The guy's a perv. If you're the only person naked in the swimming pool with everybody else around you that's dressed, you're a freaking perv. Okay? you don't go swimming naked unless everybody's swimming naked. It's just, you know, it's the unwritten rule of being naked in the pool. And being vice president and making inappropriate remarks or oogling, you know, women. You know, regardless of what they do for a living, Secret Service agent, somebody's daughter, you know, hey, the guy's a fool. Cobra is supposed to allude to the size of his schmeckle. Nobody gives a crap. Nobody cares. The size of his schmeckle is being measured by how much money he's freaking got. And, you know, that's... We know you can't buy it. So anyway, it just the guy's a fool.
He has dementia. You know, people who have loved ones who had Alzheimer's, had dementia, say, yeah, he's showing the same signs as my a mother or father or whatever. But Biden's a smart. We had this conversation last night. Biden is a smart cookie. $40 billion we've been given to Ukraine. What's Ukraine doing with the money?
Yeah, those are my sentiments exactly. Who did they send it to, and who is this person, and what's it for? What's it for? $40 billion, to Ukraine. It's the largest country in Europe. They have a fantastic army if they're holding off the Russians. Why do they need our money?
Right. Well, supposedly to buy weapons or aid.
Yeah. Well, if Biden didn't leave, 300,000 weapons and tanks and everything else, they could have just, went a couple of countries over and gotten all that equipment.
Right. Right. And there was there are videos of the stuff we left over there. Thousands of rifles, thousands of pistols, thousands of weapons, millions of dollars on a table in cash. So anyways, when we come back, we'll be talking about the U.S. Navy. They do it again with this, a video that's just unbelievable. I thought it was a farce from Babylon Bee. But stay tuned, everybody. This is 75 Radio on the Liberty News Radio Network. Take away, Ray.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A third police officer has died after a shootout in eastern Kentucky. Floyd County Sheriff John Hunt says deputies were attempting to serve a warrant in the town of Allen when the shooting happened Thursday night. On Friday morning, authorities announced that two officers had died in the shooting and a third was in critical condition. A police spokesman then announcing the third officer died of his injuries Friday night. Four other officers were also injured. The suspect has been taken into custody. Millions of Americans are hitting the roads and airports this 4th of July weekend. AAA expecting nearly 48 million people to travel 50 miles or more over the holiday. That's up 4% from last year. If you're traveling by car, the latest AAA station survey showing the national average price for a gallon of regular gas, $4.82 a gallon. USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
One state is taking action after a recent Supreme Court ruling.
Disrespecting a Supreme Court of the United States decision, New York State lawmakers, at the instruction of temporary governor and lieutenant governor, Democrat Kathy Hochul on Friday, did it again. In defiance of the Second Amendment of the Constitution of the United States, Democrats passed gun legislation that would severely limit where law-abiding citizens can have possession of their weapon and require background checks to buy ammunition.
We are creating a definitive list of sensitive locations where individuals will not be able to carry firearms.
One such location is New York City's Times Square. Republican Assemblyman Andy Goodell said the legislation ignores the High Court's ruling and is more restrictive than the bill that was struck down by the Supreme Court this week. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden spending their holiday weekend at Camp David. USA Radio News.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. Keep standing here, Walter Yuki, on this holiday weekend. It is Saturday, July 2nd, 2022. And when most conservative talkers are out enjoying the weekend at a beach somewhere, we're still here working. Anyways, next order of business is a video that the Navy released. The U.S. Navy released this video about pronouns. Like when some snowflake says, I like to be called him, her, it, this, that, whatever, question mark, hashtag, pound sign, so on and so forth. And I watched this video and I just said, what in the name of the Lord is going on? I know when this the news came out, goat walkers all over the world said, Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. So anyways, the U.S. Navy released a video to the fleet addressing sailors by the preferred pronouns. Now, whoever came up with this pile of garbage never, ever served on a U.S. Navy vessel, not even for one day, because it is work. You got engineering people working morning, noon, and night, make sure those engines and generators are running, the toilets are working. You got your food supply people making sure you're getting fed with some good victuals out to sea. You got your weapons people, radar people making sure nobody's coming or going to hit damage the boat. Weapons people standing by in case they have to unload some warheads on foreheads. And you have your deck people chipping away paint out to sea, and as well standing and watching, moving the boat where it's supposed to go. And I don't know how many times when I was stationed in Norfolk, we'd be going out for a week. We'd be going morning, noon, night. The engine's running. We're going, you know, just going. And the first time I went out to sea, I thought we were halfway to Europe, but we were off of the coast of Virginia just doing circles. But anyways, now when I was in the service, it was customary to address commissioned officers as sir, ma'am, or the title, lieutenant, ensign, or whatever, but usually sir, ma'am. The senior enlisted people was chief, senior chief, master chief, or whatever, and so on and so forth. And then the LSDs by rank or rate. I was a damage controlman, so I was DC-3 for damage controlman, third class petty officer, DC-2 for damage control petty officer, second class, so on and so forth. And then those in your division that were tight with, you were either use the last name or your first name. It was my division. We were so close-knit that, you know, boss were calling the rookies by the first name and vice versa. And that's my, some of our bosses didn't like it, but we didn't care. And then another command I was with, as soon as we left the boat, we were on, even the chief was on a first name with all of us, because that's how tight we were. We loved it. Nobody gave a hoot. And I can tell you right now, if I said most of the things I said when I was active duty in the service 20 years ago, I would be bounced on my backside. It's actually just disgusting. But again, it's just the way we talked. So anyways, other names we used was, the R-rated version of hairbag. NYPD uses the hairbag, which is more politically correct or more, you know, family friendly. We use something else, Inwood bag. But anyways, also, depending if you're going out to sea, if you're out to sea, you're getting gas, getting food, getting supplies or whatever. So it just never it never ends. There's no rest for the wicked on a naval vessel. And but anyways, they got this video coming out. They got this video out. I'm sure the entire fleet has to watch it. Meanwhile, they have ships head-on collisions in the middle of the ocean. Nobody around there but two great ships flying American flags. You have ships that have massive fires they can't control, and now they got decommissioned. The USS Bonhomme Richard will be razor blades sooner than later.
You have basic training extended to 10 weeks, so the sailors going through basic training or boot camp in outside of Chicago are told, don't rape females. You know, be squared away, because the quality of sailor, even when I went through, the quality of sailor was some garbage. And it's gotten worse because it just lowered the standards. Because right now, the Department of Defense is having a hell of a time trying to get people to enlist. I wonder why. But whenever the there's a Republican president, things are good in the Department of Defense. Whenever there's a Democrat in office, things are bad for the DOD. After I left the Navy, Barack Obama became president. I was a defense contractor. I was making very good money. And then I got offered another job, and I was working part-time, still making good money, saving the Navy tens of thousands of dollars. And then I got a call one February saying, your service are no longer needed thanks to the new commander-in-chief. So anyways, we got stuff done. The bosses placed boots to asses. You screwed up. You're going to hear about it. I'm not going to say I'm AJ squared away, because I got yelled at so much, I rated my ass chewings. But anyways, as we're bumping into other boats and can't put out a fire, we now know what they call dudes pronouns. We're just waiting for China or Russia to come in and just take us over. Because if we're worried about pronouns, China's come out with a bigger, better aircraft carrier that they might have got the blueprints from us. Well, what say you about this pronoun videos that these people have to watch? And the guy in the video, I mean, these people are not active duty people. The guy looks like a beta male wearing a rainbow shirt. It's just absolutely disgusting. Well, what say you?
Pronoun's a pronoun. You know, what do you expect? I mean, it's part of the vernacular, you know, in our English language. Is it disrespectful? Sure, it could be disrespectful, but it depends on how you use it. I just don't get it. You know, quite one bit. Listen, the White House is on the other line. I need to take a call from the White House.
Okay, go right ahead, sir. Just let us know when you get off the line with Joe and the whole bag.
All right.
Be right back. I'll be right back. All right, folks. As Walter Yerkew, he's taking a very important call from the White House. But anyways, is the White House or White Castle? But anyways, you know, the guys in the Navy were the most type A personalities you ever saw in your life. They had a mission. They got the job done. If you were a pile of crap, they let you know you were a pile of crap. And that's why it has to be, because, again, the U.S. Navy has to be prepared to go somewhere, put warheads on foreheads. When I went deployments 20 years ago, we got orders from somewhere, say, all right, go here, stand by the launch. So whatever we were doing, we stopped, turned around, went to somewhere in the middle of the ocean, got ready to launch. And then they said, all right, disregard, go back to where you were in the first place. But the Navy, again, the Navy doesn't have time. Navy needs to continuously prepare to go out to sea to do whatever the mission is, either be a surface ship like a cruiser, destroyer, frigate, or the amphib, or which AKA the Gator freighter, which carry Marines from point A to point B, things of that nature. Now, a ship goes out deployment for 6 months, comes back. They have a stand down. People get some vacation, R&R, buy some cars, make some kids, what have you. And guess what? For the next 18 months, they get ready for another deployment. That's the way the Navy is, and that's the way Navy should be. But again, the Navy is going absolutely wrong direction. If I want a naval vessel today, I probably wouldn't recognize it today. Whereas if, like, Walt and I went back to our old commands with the NYPD, you know, a lot of the lingo is still the same. Uniform is a little bit different. but I'm sure we could come in and communicate with these cops, and the cops would be more or less more of the same, even though, you know, they're taking away the defensive tactics and the training that the cops need to survive, because, again, you know, political correctness, defund the police, Democrats, and that's why every law enforcement agency on the planet is looking for bodies, because people are leaving. Earlier this week, NYPD, somebody posted a picture of a retirement section, people putting in their paperwork, lying at the door. And what's really funny, one of the worst federal agencies is the U.S. Secret Service. But anyways, Gary Byrne can talk about that. When we come back, we'll be talking about a special time of the year. This is 75 Radio on the Liberty News Radio Network. Take away, boys.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is 75 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
And we are back. Peter Scoop Stanton without Mr. Yurkow. He got a call from the White House. I don't know why he would get a call. I live in D.C., not him. But anyways, hopefully he comes back before we call it a show. Anyways, it is a special time of the year, early July. Now, the movie Star Wars was released by 20th Century Fox on May 4th, 1977. Years later, we say, May the 4th be with you. That was a reference to Star Wars being released on May the 5th, and they call it Fourth Day or whatever. Celebrate Star Wars, which has been an American institution since, again, 1977. And speaking of Star Wars, you would not believe who got a cut of the profits, none other than Steven Spielberg, because he's doing Jaws and Lucas, his buddy Lucas, was doing Star Wars, and they thought both movies would bomb, so they decided to say, hey, we'll put a little bit of money in each other's project and see what happens. So anyways, with that being said, Walter came up with the idea of July 5th, which is 7-5 on the calendar, we're going to call it 7-5 days. Or, yeah, 7-5 day, not days. So, you know, 7-5 day is coming up. We want to remember people, Mike Dowd, Walter, Chicky, and, you know, even Kenny Urell, and also others who were, did not make it in the movie because of whatever reason. But anyways, these four gentlemen go from police officer to criminal to major supporters of law and order. Year or two back, we have Mike Dowd on, and he's a, you know, he's a major supporter of law enforcement. Buys him coffee, buys him meal when he can, because he realized, like, you know, despite what they all did to just to survive at first and then just got greedy, you know, it's important to support law enforcement. Then we go from the gentleman from the 7-5, the 7-5 movie, to 7-5 Radio, hosted by none other than Walter Yerkew. And we rarely mention the 7-5 movie unless it has to do with current events or the subject matter we're talking about. And that's the way we wanted it. I said, Walter, I have an opportunity. I'd like to invite you on board. I want to call it 7-5 Radio for notoriety and, you know, your contribution to the outstanding documentary movie, but I don't want to talk about the 7-5 all day, every day, or what you guys did all day, every day, or every show. He's like, oh, that's exactly what I want. So it's been 4 years and counting. And so anyways, we ask you, if to show your support for 7-5 Radio, take a picture of yourself or your significant other and send a picture of yourself or whatever you have with the number 7-5 and send it to us. Street sign, 7-5 in the sand, a t-shirt, jersey with some numbers on it, or the 7-5 precinct itself, and just send it to us and we'll repost it and thank you. And also this weekend is 7-4, which is July the 4th. And we want to wish America a very happy birthday. And we hope to Christ America goes back to the way it was, because, folks, we've been saying this week after week after week, we are in trouble. You know, we can't afford to put gasoline in our cars. We can't afford to we go to the grocery store. We can't afford to we don't see any food in the shelves because the truck people leaving the trucking industry, or the truckers can't afford to put diesels in the trucks. Food processing plants are being set on fire. And then what's left of the food that's in there is we can't afford to buy. My wife and I went to the store today, bought $200 worth of groceries. It's just absolutely disgusting. And there's just no end in sight. And on top of that, we have a border that's wide open. Supreme Court struck down the Remain in Mexico item that Donald Trump came up with for third worlders to come in and just wait in Mexico till the U.S. says, okay, you know, you may enter. So they struck that down. So we got these people coming across the borders and in droves. We don't have a wall. We don't have a border. We don't enforce the law that says, you know, no trespassing, more or less. And China and Mexico are just trucking in fentanyl by the truckloads. And there's a recent seizure of fentanyl that could kill 25 million people. And on top of that, the state of New York said that, well, we're going to, even though our court case is overturned, we're still going to ban guns anyway. So hopefully hotshot lawyers will again sue the state of New York. But we are in deep, deep trouble. Our streets are just absolutely violent as hell. It looks like something from Escape from New York or Black Hawk Down. I do not bring my kids in big cities anymore. And when I do drive for Uber, I stay in the safest parts of town I can. And I only go to other safe parts of town. Streets are absolutely a mess. It's a shooting gallery. It's the Wild West. And mayors are just shaking the shoulders and, oh, we don't know what to do. Well, I mean, 30 years ago, Rudy Giuliani did something. He enforced the laws. He said, go out there and do your job. You know, Terry versus Ohio is a great law enforcement tool. It's not firearms. It's not defensive tactics. It's a court case that says you can stop, question, and possibly frisk somebody. So our streets are turning into a bad city. Our schools are still a mess. The public school, urban public schools, are always being will always be a mess. We had the Cindy Gross on last week, who gave us a lot of insight what happens in our public schools. So now even the suburban schools are pushing this leftist woke agenda and turning our kids into dummies, dummy communists. And, you know, they're more worried about a boy dressing up as a girl and not hurting his feelings than safety and security of other students and the three R's. So our standard, we keep dumbing ourselves down. On top of that, inflation is still out of control. People can't afford to buy homes anymore. Interest rates are going up, and why would you buy a home? And we are prime to be invaded. But then, you know, why would China or Russia come here? Because again, our roads are a mess, our schools are a mess, our cities are a mess, and we have a bunch of people who have no job skills just coming here by the boatload, and we get to pay for all of it, anyways. And how bad the violent crime is in the cities is that I found out in the District of Columbia, you have police cars escorting ambulances to the hospital if a person is a victim of a gunshot. Why? Because sometimes the bad guy shooting another bad guy who want to finish the job. And years ago, there's a situation where ambulances were being chased down by civilian cars with people brandishing weapons about to go to work, and now the police have to escort ambulances for gunshot victims. Usually if a person was shot, they just put them in the back of the bus and send them to the hospital. But it's you know, as Bob Brandt said 30 years ago, it's sick and getting sicker. But anyways, I want to wish everybody, including Walter, a very happy 4th of July. Remember the reason of the season. Remember that it took firearms to get our independence from the UK, from England. Liberals won't talk about that. They just say, you know, oh, let's go to the beach and have a cookout, whatever. Not me. I'm staying in town. Remember why we fought for independence. And, you know, we started fighting for independence for a lot less than what we're in now. And, you know, as much as I disagree with the people at January 6th at the Capitol building, you know, something needs to be done. Now, I'm not going to say, oh, let's go grab our firearms and go to work. No, you know, run for office, start a radio show, start a podcast, tell people, inform them, educate them, call your school board, call these businesses that promote the woke agenda, like Pizza Hut and so on and so forth. Anyways, we got a couple minutes left. Also, just want to remind everybody, please go on the website 75radio.org and tell people. Please tell people about 75 Radio. Those who don't live in the markets that our radio show is broadcast on, call your local AM/FM affiliate. Let them know, like, hey, you need to put the show on. Here's how you contact these people, and then we take it from there. I mean, unlike most of other radio shows, we don't ask you for anything. We ask you to tell people about us. Don't cost you nothing. We ask you to call program directors, call station managers that have contact like ours and say, hey, you need to put these guys on. These guys are great. Tell other people to listen to us. If you have a product or a service that you want to get out there, you know, we're more than willing to work for you because, again, you people are loyal as can be. And, you know, we go after other so-called talkers because they're just in it for the money. They don't take a stand unless it's popular opinion. Mark Levin is a book salesman. Sean Hannity, he's, I don't know what he's doing. He's not the Sean Hannity I remember back in WABC, hungry to be out there. Here in D.C., we got this god-awful Larry O'Connor with his hair plugs, and he has what Opie and Anthony call referred to as a hole. It's not entertaining whatsoever, and I shake my head. I was like, how does this guy get still working. His show stinks. And his co-host, he has two female co-hosts. They're interchangeable as can be. They don't say nothing. It's just like the Opie and Anthony bit for Darktober. Just a hole. They bring nothing to the table. And so, and then there's the, but they do have Chris Plant. But I hear the music. But for Walter Yerkew, this is Peter Scoop Stanton reminding you, you can make a difference. Go out and make it. See you next week, everybody.
Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.
Why don't we